Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests come on to the show who may be an Avon representative like yourself, an Avon district manager, spiritual leader, spiritual advisor, life coaches, or business coaches. And all these individuals come on this show with one purpose and one purpose in mind, and that is to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, please like us on Facebook. That's the Avon Motivation Radio Show on Facebook. And if you've missed portions of this broadcast or previous broadcast or like to re-listen to this broadcast again, you can always go back, go to the Facebook page, Avon Motivational Radio Show, and there will always be a link to the previous show. And shortly after this show is aired, right, there will be another link there for this recording. So for those people who normally watch and listen to the show, you know that the third week is when I usually present, but we had a little technical difficulties last on the first Monday, so we asked John to come back. So let me see if I can find John and plug him in. So let me out of town area code. I hope this John, that's you.
Hey Pat, good evening.
Oh, okay, good evening. I see so many out of town area code. I was like thrown off a little bit. Okay, good. How you doing, John?
I'm unbelievable. How are you?
You know what, John, this is 'tis the season, and I am very, very happy because I love this time of year.
Awesome. Awesome. Great to hear.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, John, I feel like I'm in a race, and the finish line is right ahead, which says December 31st.
Wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. So are you gonna do this show? Or, that's exactly what we talk about this every year. Is we talk about like January 1st. January 1st. You want to hit it hard, just like it's December 21st. You want to hit it every day, just like it's today. Okay.
Right.
Brian Tracy taught me years ago that before you even start the year, you want to finish it. And what that means in English is you want to have planned it out before you start, before January 1st of 2016 is here. You want to have that puppy already planned out with your goals and what you're going to do, so that before you even start the day, the week, the month, the year, you know how you're going to hit it. If you don't, it's too late. That boat has left and sank.
That's true.
It's too late. You've got to. I mean, otherwise your goals are just going to pass you by. I mean, if it's December and you haven't planned it out in December the year before, I'm sorry, but it's not that kind of a planet. The planet you have to plan. You have to put dates by it and make it happen. Yeah.
I just say plan to fail.
The problem is that people, that's a good point, people, they fail to plan, you plan to fail, like you said.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And that's there are a lot of people that's their whole life is they major in minor rather than majoring in major things. And I talk about motivational stuff on here, but tonight, kind of, I want to talk about somebody that's kind of impacted me the last few weeks that I want to dedicate the show to Nurse Emmy, who's hopefully listening. She probably is. She's working one of her two jobs right now. She's an amazing woman. And somebody that I was watching this movie on Netflix about a week ago, and this person's name is Jeremy Williams, and he played college football for like 4 years, like never missed a game. This guy was like a cornerback, and he won all sorts of awards, and not a real big guy. He was like 170 pounds, which is not big in football.
Wow.
So they made a movie based on this guy's life, and it's called, if you get Netflix, if you don't get Netflix, get the free trial and watch this movie. It's Netflix is $8 a month, and believe me, this movie will make your head explode. It's called Season of a Lifetime.
And Season of a Lifetime.
Jeremy, Season of a Lifetime. Even if you hate football, you have to watch this movie. I'm ordering you to watch it because it'll change somebody's life. So Jeremy is a high school football coach in the state of Georgia. And Jeremy, he's a total inspiration to me. He's like 40 years old right now. And I don't want to spoil the movie, but I'm going to. Like 6 years ago, he came down with ALS disease, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, which is what Stephen Hawking has. And so the only way he can communicate right now today is with his eyes and is moving his eyes. He's got a special computer that he can't even talk anymore.
Oh,
he has
wow.
to communicate with his special computer with his eye movements. So imagine, so he recently gave like a 30-minute speech. I think it was a testimonial at his church. He's a major Christian. And I mean, you imagine how many hours it takes him to prepare to give a speech of 30 minutes. Not talking, he can't write, he can't talk, he can't use any of his limbs, just his eyes and his eye movements.
Wow.
And so back 6 years ago, he was coaching high school, and his team the year before, he come in, they won like 10-0, and they were in the state finals. So the following year, he could have retired, but he said, no, I'm going to coach one more season.
Wow.
And so he's coaching, he's in a golf cart, he can barely talk. He's in the movie. It's like a real documentary. His arms are like really very frail, very thin. And he talks through a microphone. And he's got other coaches that are helping him. And he's motivating. These kids love this guy like he's a father because he treats them great. And it's so motivating to watch this movie, Season of a Lifetime. So not only that, not only does he have Lou Gehrig's disease, and he can't move at all. He can barely walk. And so he made a decision not to go, like, on a tracheotomy machine. Like, he decided, no, I'm not going to do that. So, like, now he has to. He can barely function. So not only that, but he's got a son who suffers from spina bifida, which is when he was born, he had a problem with his back. So his son, not only is he in a wheelchair, his son is in a wheelchair.
Jesus Christ.
And
recently
his wife had breast cancer. Now
she's
got a clean bill of health. Yeah. So, you know, so people that tell me like it's raining or they can't do this, they've got all their faculties, all their health, and they can't go out and make phone calls or drop off catalogs. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about it. Okay. So I don't want to hear about the pity party. I mean, this guy, what this guy goes through and his testimony about him and his life and his wife. I mean, so he was on Extreme Makeover. I love that show. I haven't seen it for years, but he had this, oh my God, so you can probably see it on YouTube about, so they had like, I don't know if it was a trailer, but it was like a really run-down house. And then Extreme Makeover built him like a 5,000 square foot house.
Wow.
And on top of that, I mean, his school had like his high school had like no money. So they built him a gym and a place for his football team to lift weights and work out. So it's just an unbelievable story. And this guy, he's written a book. He's written a book on top of that. You want to talk about motivating. So if somebody wants, you want to take a template and lay it over 2015 or your next year, 2016, and just take that and say, okay, this guy's done this with what he's got. God's got a plan for me. You know, I've got this business. I mean, I got this business that cost me $12 to do my Avon business. And whatever the heck the catalogs cost, okay? I mean, if you've got a goal and a dream, you put a date by it, by God, get out there and make it happen, is all I can say is just, I mean, take what God's given you and make it work. I mean, just think about what Jeremy Williams deals with. Just getting up in the morning and living is a struggle. And people say, well, God, just get me through this day. Well, that's what he's got to go through. I mean, my gosh, come on. It's just an amazing story about this guy, he teaches these kids. Then what he loves to say is, he's just like Winston Churchill, you know, never, 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 never give up. And that's what this guy does. This guy espouses and he lives. So he's got, you know, I think he graduated everybody on his high school team, his football team, and four of them, I think, went to college. But they all, not only did they all graduate, but four of them went to college. I don't know if any of them played on Sunday, which is a euphemism for them being in the big show, being in the pros. But going to listen to this call, I mean, with a one person, 100 people, 1,000 people, you've got to watch that movie. It's on Netflix. You can get the Netflix free trial and watch it for free. All right, and go on YouTube and look up Jeremy Williams. He's in the state of Georgia. Just an amazing person with a great, not just a great, I mean, awesome faith, awesome testimonial. Just, man. Anyway.
Well,
yeah,
thank
you got
you
any
so
questions
much.
For me? You bet.
Yeah, well,
any
thank,
questions
well, first,
for me tonight?
Well, first I wanted to say thank you for sharing that because, you know, it's so interesting because, you know, a lot of Avon representatives, you know, they get up to the finish line and then for some reason it's too hard. And you say, well, what do you mean it's too hard or there's too much work? What do you mean? And then when you say something, when you tell people or share stories like the one you just shared with us just now, you know, you have to question, you know, is it too hard or is the real or the real word that we should have used, adjective that we should have used, maybe that should have been lazy. Just say it. I am lazy.
Thank you. Well, that's exactly. So I got another story for you. So like December 1st, and I have a goal. We all have goals, annual goals. I had to hit a goal to hit a certain bonus by the end of the year. And I knew my boss wasn't going to help me if I didn't hit it. Too bad. I left the ball on the 1 foot line and I'm done. Okay. It's fourth and goal. Okay. The ball did not break the plane of the end zone and I'm toast. So December 1st, I had the deal. I had the year in. My boss sends me an email and says, congratulations. It was a hard year. Congratulations. Bam, you're done. Okay. Next day, I go out to this customer I just signed up, and I was delivering the deliverables. I put them on his desk, and I saw the guy. I said, you know, your stuff's here. We're just waiting to get it installed. He said, great. The next day, somebody from his company, this is the CEO, the next day, somebody from his company calls and cancels the business. Now, I had just seen this guy 20 hours before, right? Mm-hmm. It was one done deal. He never said anything to me about, no, we're going to cancel on you. So here I am on the 2nd of December, the last month of the year, the hardest month to see people and to move that ball across the goal line, okay?
Mm.
Now, I could have like, you know, woe is me and, you know, and like what you just said, you know, I get near the goal line, it's too, you know, tough. No way. So I prayed on it. I talked to a bunch of people. I was at this thing for Bean. I was at a director consultant symposium the 4th and 5th of December. Talking to a lot of people that know a lot of other people. And I'm offering, you know, referral bonuses to people. And I got people all over Northern California working on this thing for me. And so a dentist I had met in October at Member Success Program, which I just trained for an hour from 5 to 6 tonight before this call, from 4, from 4 to 5. I just taught Better Networkers for an hour. So this woman I had met 60 days ago, I tried to get her a phone system because she wanted my service, but her phones were not compatible. So I referred somebody to her. It didn't work. So I found another solution for her. I called her up and I said, here's what I'm going to do. This is going to work for you. Get these phones. They're $330. I'll give you 2 free months and an American Express gift card for $50. Sign up now. She says, sold on the phone. Bam. So I went out last Thursday, signed her up, hit my goal, you know, 2 weeks before the end of the year because I didn't give up.
You didn't give up.
Even though I had 500 people working on this thing, it was up to me. God put the ball in my hands. It's up to me to take that darn ball across the finish line.
That's
now,
right.
I could have given up, but no. It's not how I roll. And today is the 21st. I am still working on it like – I'm still working on this goal, even though I've got it, just like it's December 28th at 5 o'clock. Because I want to continue, because I want to set up January of next year because what I do today sets up January. You can't rest on your laurels. You just got to keep on kicking at it.
Yeah, keep on kicking. And even if you go back and you reflect on the year 2015, if you didn't do as well as you would have liked to have done, that's no reason to give up. Start 2016 with a big bang.
Yes, I want to have like 10 deals in January. I want to kill it. I want to crush it. That's just how I roll. I want to kill this thing just because that's how I am. I go cold calling in the rain. I was out 3 weeks ago. I was up in Concord, California, cold calling in the rain, and walked into a Mazda dealership, and the guy had silence on hold. And I looked at this ugly little place. It's like, okay, great. It's part of DGDG, which is a dealership group that I don't have. I've tried to get into for 3 years. So I talked to somebody, got a contact name. So I called this guy 3 times, never got a hold of him. Called him the 4th time, just like that story from 1999. Made a lunch appointment for this guy for 1 o'clock, January 5th. Going to meet with him. Could turn out to be a potential 13 location sale, which could be really huge for me. And another guy today I've been chasing for 3 months. This guy told me on my birthday in September to call him and we'll set up a time to talk. Blew me off. Called him today, got him on the phone, giving me the stuff about, well, it's really busy in December. I'm like, great, Alex, let's talk in January. Give me a day. I'll call you. He said January 4th. Fine. We have an appointment. I'm calling you 10 o'clock January 4th. You just can't go away. You just can't give up. And you can't worry about what the heck other people think about you. Worry about it when you're dead. Who cares? It doesn't matter. I mean, if they're going to keep you from getting your bonus or your car, WTF, who gives a darn? Just make it happen. Move that. Just keep on moving the needle every day. If you're making 10 calls a day, make 15. If you're making 15, make 20. But you got to move the needle a little bit more every single darn day.
That's exactly right.
You
got to
track it. What you track, you do. If you don't track it, you ain't going to do it. I'm sorry.
That's so true. And you know what else tracking helps with? It helps when you go, because sometimes you don't realize how much you've done. So when you track things, it helps you say, wow, I did a lot. You know, so
you follow me on Facebook, right?
Yes.
And that's a good point. So what you just said makes sense. So you follow me on Facebook, right? So
yes.
So I didn't realize it, but like right now I'm at 16,968 floors since June of last year. I thought it was like 100 behind my 17,000 goal. As soon as I do 32 more floors, I hit 17,000 in a year and a half. I'm trying to get to 20, then 22, then 24. But I didn't realize, I thought it was like 150 floors away. I'm at 16,968 floors, lifetime. Got one more day. And 32 floors is nothing. That's 3 times up the hotel, and I got my 17K in. So it's just, you have to track it.
You have to track it.
It's huge.
And
what you track, you do.
That's exactly right. And what I would say for those who are listening to the radio show today, this evening, one of the things that you do this week, which is almost over, and next week, which we place our last order for the year, one of the things you should start doing is put together your game plan for next year. You know, get your calendar.
Do not start January 1 until you've got it all done, Pat. Otherwise, it's too late. You've got 10 days to make it happen. If it's December 30th, okay, you should not go out and celebrate on the 31st until you've got 2016 in the books and ready to rock and roll. Otherwise, it's too late. Because if you've got a team of people, okay, and if you don't set the pace and the example, then they're not going to follow you. But you've got to be the leader. You've got to say, have you got 2016 already planned and mapped out? And if they say no, they say, well, you have to have it done. The example.
You You're absolutely right. And then sit down, you know, take a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on it. And then say, for example, Monday. Monday may be your day. You call different organizations
That's true, but what about, Pat, what about January through December of next year? You go to FedEx, Kinko's, and they've got, like, big desk blotter calendars for, like, $5. Get that sucker and plan out every month what you're going to do, January, February.
Absolutely.
Don't you guys know what what do you call those things that you have, your campaigns? Don't you know the campaigns in advance?
Twice. That's exactly right. Twice a month. And you know what they should put on the top of each month? How much money you want to make that month.
You're darn skippy. Absolutely. Yes. And pad that. Add $2,000 to it. So if you want to make 18, make it 20. That new car. There's nothing better in the world, better than sex. It's having a new car. Getting in a new car. The new car smell. Oh my God. Are you kidding? No, there's nothing like it. Get yourself down to the car dealer. Sit in that car. Have the car salesperson take a picture of you sitting in that car. That needs to go on your room mirror, the mirror in your car, by the refrigerator door. You know, if you want to lose 20 pounds, take a picture of somebody else and put your face on their body. Put that on the refrigerator. Because every time you open the door, you're going to close it or drink water.
And you know, when you said sit, make sure when you go to the dealership and sit in the car and take a picture, make sure it's a 2016 because that's what you're going for, or a 2017 to have it.
And what you do is the salesperson takes your picture. You say, look, you're taking my picture because I'm coming back to you to buy this car.
Absolutely.
And you make him an accountability partner. So every month you have a meet Jesus with him. You have a cup of coffee with him every month. He's going to say, how are you doing on that goal? I'm getting there, you know, inch by inch to cinch. Yes.
Absolutely. And if a car, well, you can buy a car with a car note for under $200 a month. I mean, you can't make $200. I don't understand that.
Exactly. And then, you know, and then if you've got time, maybe you do Uber. And so you take the, so you imagine if you're an Avon rep and you've got a new car, you got a four-door, like a Toyota Prius, and you're doing Uber. Huh. Oh, my God, you're doing Uber. You got your freaking catalog all over the car. You get paid to hand out your catalogs. Hello. I know, guys. This guy makes $2,000 a week doing Uber. So if he was an Avon rep, hello?
Yeah.
He's got his catalogs in the car, and you'd pass those out. What a great concept, you know. Do Uber Avon. I like that. Uber Avon. There you go. UA.
Yeah.
Uber Avon.
So we all have to, you know, again, just strive for next year. You know, set your goals.
Set it up. Step up the game. Yeah.
You can't go through life without goals. That's just impossible.
It's not that kind of a planet. No.
No. So you have to set up the goals.
I don't care if it's a wheel, you take the wheel of life, okay? It's career, finance, family, health, education, spiritual, you know, education and retirement. There's like eight parts of the wheel, and you don't want the wheel of life to thump. Because you've got two areas that are like 2 out of 10, then your wheel of life is like thumping because it's out of whack, it's out of whack. So you need to have all those things in balance. So like if your personal life sucks, but you're making a lot of money, that's not any good. Everything has to be in balance.
Everything has to be in balance. You're absolutely right. And I tell you, when you look at my personal calendar, you know, I have, you know, what I got to do each day, which day I'm doing prospecting, this and that and the other. But also on my calendar, you will find I have exercise, the date and time that I exercise. This way there's no excuse. So when I want to make an appointment, boom, exercise is there.
Do you have an accountability partner for that, Pat?
For exercising?
Yeah.
You know, I've been going to the gym for the last, 5 years, I think it is. And,
do you have anybody that's going to hold your feet to the fire on that?
Absolutely, because what happens when you're not there, people ask, you know, what happened to you?
I know that, but like my girlfriend is like stair climbing now. So like she did 51 floors yesterday. So what do you think I got to do? If she's doing 51 floors and I'm the one that motivated her to do that, I got to be in the fight dojo too, because that's my accountability, not just with my goals, but if she's doing it, then
you
guys got to be
too.
In there. Totally.
Absolutely. And you know what? And you know what? And there's no excuse, because I think last campaign, Avon came out with what is called the tech track, which is, you know, it's that fit watch.
The Fitbit?
Yeah. We have a version of it called the tech track. I have it right here on my desk right here. And we should, everybody that's an Avon representative should buy that. And they should take that and put it on their movement.
That's a Fitbit. That's what I use every day. I mean, there's an app on your phone for that. And you know, so I know how many steps and how many floors I've done in any given day. And I get on the scale every morning. This morning, I only did 36 floors last night. I dropped a pound in weight from last night to this morning by just only doing 36.
Wow.
If you do 100 floors on Friday and on Saturday and on Sunday, you'll drop 5 pounds over the weekend from climbing stairs. Not eating anything special. You know, don't go out and eat pizza that's 750 calories a slice. But if you do 300 floors over the weekend, you'll drop 5 pounds.
And, you know, we're in the beauty business. So, you know, don't think that people are not looking at you. So as an Avon representative.
You cannot be an Avon consultant and be a meatball. I'm sorry. That dog's just gone.
You really gotta, you know, so your goal for 2016 should not only be, you know, making the money and growing your business and growing your team, but it's also looking good and feeling good, because you know what? I don't know anybody, and maybe you know them, John, but I don't know anybody who's spending money after they're dead.
No, you can't take it with you. Right.
You sure can't. So.
And you can't travel with Pat if you're dead. So, you know, if you want to do a cruise every 90 days, you got to set that goal and make it happen.
That's exactly right. That is so true.
And that's one of my goals for next year is every 90 days, taking a 3-day vacation with my girlfriend just so we can get away and be together, because she works her tail off doing. She works two jobs. And I said, no, four mini vacations next year. Done deal.
Good for you. You know, I tell people, when people say to me, oh, boy, you always go on vacation, you know what I tell them? I work hard so I can play hard.
Well, when you're doing the deal, if you're on vacation, that's your business.
Absolutely. Oh, I do business. I take brochures. Guess what? Guess what you see in the airport? People, I'm giving out brochures in the airport. Wherever I go, I'm giving out.
Do you know what I do at the airport? I do two things. I wear my BNI name tag so I can be networking when I'm in the airport so people can see my business card. And when I sold Bluetooth headsets years ago, I used to sell them in line at the airport. I had them with me charged and ready to go. I would be pairing up headsets to Bluetooth phones, standing in line to get on a plane.
I love it.
I had them in a box. They were in a box already charged up. I'm doing the deal at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because people are all traveling. They all want money. And the gift stores didn't have Bluetooth headsets at the time. The Wallinator had them. And that's what I was doing, was selling headsets at the airport in line. I could pay for the flight standing in line. Absolutely.
That's a great idea. You know what people may want to do, you know, if they, you know, they have
catalog.
Have your catalog. And I always keep my business cards handy.
Your business cards go in your wallet and the catalogs are with you, because you got to be doing the deal 24/7, 365.
Absolutely. And when you do it that way, and if you recruit somebody while you're going, guess what? Business write off.
Because the tax write off, thanking you in advance. Ka-ching. Yes.
Absolutely. And we can recruit people from anywhere on earth. So, you know.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, come on.
It
costs $12 to get in the deal? Please, give me a break.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any excuses, please. I mean, no, you're breathing,
no,
and you're
no.
and you're mobile. Come on, get with it.
That's exactly right. Okay, so again, these are the final days before Christmas. If you haven't done so, maybe you can contact some stores in your area to see if you can, you know, set up a table and maybe sell some last minute gift items or call from your Better Customer Service.
Guys, don't you guys have like a gazillion things, Pat, that are great stocking stuffers in your catalog?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would tell people to start calling your best customers and start out with them and say, do you need some gift baskets for Christmas? You, no one wants to stand online now. This is crazy. This
you
is
got
crazy
96
time in the
hours to make. You got 96 hours to make it so.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
Yeah.
So with that, John, we're a little bit after 9, and so we're going to end the show. And, John, you know, if I don't speak to you beforehand, I'd like to wish you and your family and your girlfriend a merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Thank you, Pat. Same to you and yours. Have a blessed Christmas. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to everybody. And I'll talk to everybody next week. I forgot. So, but you know, Merry Christmas to everybody. I won't talk to them this week, but Merry Christmas.
I was going
to
say that earlier. Happy Ramahana Kwansmas. Yeah.
you strung them all together?
There you go. It gets them all together, yeah. You don't want to torque anybody off, yeah.
Okay, John. Take care. Good night, everyone.
See you January 4th.
Absolutely. Okay.
Bye-bye.